Teign Lone is the ferry terminal for the Isle of Gea. This tiny Hebridean isle, barely 6 miles long by a mile wide, lies just 3 miles west of Kintyre. Once owned by Sir James Horlick, of hot drink fame, Gea was subject to a community buyout by the 140 or so inhabitants in 2002. Gea means Isle of God. Ferry Farm is located next to the pier at Teign Lone and opened a tea room in 2010. Offering snacks and meals, high teas, featuring home baking and wholesome homemade soups and meals. It also offers farmhouse, bed and breakfast and self-catering. Ferry Farm is located at the halfway point of the 87-mile-long Kintyre Way. Started in 2006, a long-distance walk from Tarbert to Southend along and across the Kintyre Peninsula. Continues south to the hamlet of Glenbar, now bypassed by the improved road. Glenbar Abbey is a Gothic Revival 19th century castle built onto an earlier 18th century house, which remains the home of Jeanie, Lady Glenbar. Glenbar features antique toys, family jewellery, portraits and uniforms, and magnificent Spode and Derby china, alongside a unique thimble collection and some wonderful patchworks. Of historical note is a pair of gloves worn by Mary, Queen of Scots, and a lock of hair from Bonnie Prince Charlie. Glenbar is the seat of the McAllister clan. The clan held lands on charter from the House of Argyll, covering most of Knapdale and North Kintyre. In 1739, a number emigrated to Cape Fear River in North Carolina, and today Glenbar is the worldwide McAllister clan centre, being gifted to the clan in 1984. The Abbey is set in lovely grounds with riverside and woodland walks, and a visit offers a unique and highly personal insight into this historic house. Flora MacDonald set sail from Campbelltown en route to a new life in North Carolina. The town became one of the world's leading producers of whisky, with 34 working distilleries producing nearly 2 million gallons a year, with the workforce being the highest per capita earners in the country by 1880. This is where the famous song, Campbelltown Loch, I Wish You Were Whisky, originated. During Prohibition in the States, vast quantities were exported to Canada to be smuggled over the border, the likes of Al Capone making fortunes from this illegal trade. The Forestry Commission have been developing woodland on the slopes of Ben Gulin. With a colourful mixture of spruce, pine and larch trees, it provides a wonderful backdrop to Campbelltown. Featuring two exciting mountain bike trails and a popular walk which has a number of short but steep climbs along the way, it leads through the woodland, offering fine views over the town and Campbelltown Loch and Davar Island. This island is famous for a cave painting of the Crucifixion, which was done in secret in 1887 by local artist Archibald MacKinnon, who eventually owned up to his work in 1934 when he was 85 years old. The island can be approached at low tide. Campbelltown was the birthplace of another and perhaps the most famous Scottish artist, William MacTaggart.